Bishut Mera Verabotai, with the permission of Hashem, we are now a few days before Hanukkah. And what it is Hanukkah about? Oh, what we know that on Hanukkah we light the candles. The ladies, you every Erev Shabbat, you light the Nerot of Shabbat. And we, lichvot Shabbat, for the honor of Shabbat, you put more light in the house. And on Hanukkah, we light candles each day. We go, every day we go, we light one more. And what it is the reason why we do Hanukkah? The Gemara said when the Greek arrived to Eretz Israel. When the Greek arrived to Eretz Israel, they did not push the Jews not to respect Torah and Mitzvot. It took them 2 years. Every time they started with something. The Jews usually were very strong people. No one can push us to be... No one can push us to be against the Torah, against our religion. Only the Greek decided the easy way to bring sport to Eretz Israel. They did not tell them not to go to synagogues. They went with them slowly, slowly. At the end, the Greek, when they saw that the Jewish people, they followed them, so they made them stop respecting Torah and Mitzvot. Then they switch off the menorah and the Beit HaMikdash, and that was a very, very bad time for the Jews. The ness of Hanukkah, the miracle of Hanukkah, it's not, we don't celebrate the ness of Hanukkah, that the Hashmonaim, they did the war, few Hashmonaim against thousands of people, and they won the war. That was a big victory. Now, the victory was the light against the darkness. V'choshech al pnei tehom zu yavan. What it is darkness and what it is light. Usually when you speak to somebody, you ask him what it is darkness, he will tell you darkness, there is no light. What it is light, when there is no darkness, light. Now, in this hall, it's light, there is light. Outside there is darkness. Here it's light. In our religion, we compare the Greek that they brought the darkness to Eretz Israel. A Jew who lives with no Torah, it's darkness. Bemet, I'm telling you. From experience. I saw people, very rich people. With no Torah, there is no smiling. There is no happiness. What is this happiness? It's light. You see somebody, his face is bright. He can be poor, but his face is bright when you see him smiling. Why? Because when you respect Torah, Torah is the light. When you respect Torah and mitzvot, you put tefillin, you respect Shabbat, there is something in your face, light. Always after Shabbat, I feel sad. Always, b'emet. I wait all week for Shabbat. After Shabbat, I feel very sad because something's missing. For those people who don't know what it is Shabbat, it's a problem for them. It's a problem. When the Greek came to Eretz Israel, they brought with them the darkness. What it is darkness? Darkness, that means a Jew with no mitzvot, it's darkness. Choshech v'tzal mavet. So the Chashmonaim, they had to fight the Greek. Once they won the Greek army, the first thing they did to bring the light back to the Jews, they went to the Beit HaMikdash and they were searching for oil. And they find a small bottle of oil that it should last only one day. It was a miracle. They lasted 8 days. So that was the victory, a spiritual victory, a victory that they put the light on, the back to Torah, back to mitzvot, back to Hashem. That was their victory. A Jew victory is when he is connected to Hashem. Without being connected to Hashem, it's like living in darkness. Yesterday, I saw somebody that one of the richest men here in America. And I promise you, if you see his face, it was so sad in his face. You could tell. And I told him, why are you sad? He was so sad. You know why he's sad? He's sad because he forgot last week that he had a very big appointment last week to sign two buildings. And he forgot. He had another so many appointments, he forgot. And he thought that the appointment was this week. So he realized that it was last week. And he was very sad. When I told him, well, be asked Hashem, tomorrow they will call you, he started smiling. He was happy. I don't know what happened today, but just I wanted to see what it will be his reaction. What it would be his reaction. There is a story when there was a rabbi from Israel that he went to Rome. And when he arrived to Rome, he took a taxi and he said to the taxi man to take him to visit, you know, the Ark of Titus in Rome. And as you know, the Ark of Titus, they built the Ark when Titus destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, the temple. And when he came, you know, victorious, he came back to Rome after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. He came back to Rome, and everyone was screaming, "Caesar, Caesar, Titus!" Then he went for the inauguration of the Ark of Titus. that they made specially for him. And the ark, you know, you see there is a sculpture of Jewish people holding the menorah. So this is, any one of you here, if you've been to Rome, you will see this, like l'Arc de Triomphe that we have in Paris. So it's the same l'Arc of Titus in Rome. And this rabbi, he went to visit this Ark of Titus. So the driver, he said, he asked the rabbi, how long are you going to stay here? He said, please, I'll pay you. Don't ask me how long I will be here. I'll pay you. Then you take me back to the airport. The taxi man, he did not understand what this rabbi wants from him. But he told him, I'll pay you. So the driver was there. And every time he come out, and he see the rabbi with a book of Tehillim, reading Tehillim. The rabbi, he look every time he took a picture of the ark. You know, the Japanese, the Chinese, the tourists, they come with buses. They come for 1-2 minutes, take pictures, and they go. And this rabbi remained there half day. At the end, the rabbi came to the taxi, said, now take me back to the airport. Taxi man told him, can I ask you one question? What you been doing there? What you been, people, they come, what did you see, especially in this Ark of Titus? People, they come for 1 minute, 2 minutes, they take pictures and they go. And you stayed here for a half day. What you been doing? You pay me money for, I don't understand. Don't give me money, just tell me, what you been doing here? The rabbi told him, you cannot understand. You cannot understand. I cannot explain to you. You have to be Jew to understand me. So the taxi man, who is a Roman, was an Italian, he said, please do me a favor, tell me what you been doing here. Please do me a favor, maybe I will try to understand you. The rabbi told him, I just came to tell Titus, we're here, Am Israel Hai. Titus thought by destroying the Beit HaMikdash and taking the menorah out of Beit HaMikdash, he thought he won the war. He forgot that each Jew, he is a menorah. Each Jew, he is with when he keep Torah and mitzvot, he is a menorah. And just I came to tell him, Titus, you're wrong. I don't know where you are, Titus. I don't know in which Gehinnom you are. But Baruch Hashem, we are still here. Look, I have my beard. I have a yeshiva in Eretz Israel. I'm Israel, hi. This is, my friend, this is a message to everybody. No one can destroy the Jews. When the Jews is attached, connected to Torah and mitzvot, to the tefillah, to Shabbat, to tefillin, to Tarat HaMishpacha, no one can disconnect us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each one of us, it's a menorah. The only way to avoid the darkness through the light of the Torah. I remember, I was in the plane a few years ago, and I was writing. It was very, very, maybe 15, 16 years ago. And the plane was empty, so the one who traveled with me was on the other side. I took three chairs. I was writing. So the stewards came to ask me, can I bring you the kosher food? I said, yes. And when she bring me the kosher food, I was busy writing. So I did not eat. 10, 15 minutes later, she came back again. She said, oh, we did not open it. I said, no. I'm sorry, it's a mistake. This one's not kosher. Can you imagine how I was I smiled. I was happy. And I started to smile. I wanted to stand up, and I was walking, singing. She did not understand. She would never understand how happy I was. That Baruch Hashem, I did not eat that food. And then when she bring me the real one, I said, thank you very much. I'm not hungry. I don't want to eat. I was happy. I was happy, Baruch Hashem. You see, you cannot imagine what it is when we light the Hanukkah we connect ourselves with the past. I mean, every day, you have to put this in your mind. Every day, when we do Torah mitzvot, we light a Hanukkah inside our heart. Hanukkah, we light eight branches every day of Hanukkah. Eight is Shemona. And Shemona is the same letters of Neshama. Neshama is the soul. So that means every one of us here, he has a Neshama. Neshama, it's the same letters of Shemona. That means when in the morning we wake up and we go to synagogue, we put tefillin, or we do any mitzvah, so it's like we light a Hanukkah inside our heart. And that brings light. And the light through the darkness. Switch off this the light here. And if you just put on a small light can show you the whole room, even if there is no light. A mitzvah that a man can do, it will help him to light his life. And this is Chanukah Shemona. In the parasha of this week, Miketz, there is something incredible. Always on the parasha of the Miketz, it's Chanukah. Usually, Vayishev, Miketz, Vayigash. But I was thinking this morning, what can I find something, a siman, a sign in this parasha of this week about with Chanukah? I want to know, because there is every time there is a connection between a holiday and the parasha of the week. So what it, and the parasha of the week is the story of Yosef HaTzadik, when Yosef HaTzadik was a slave, and when Yosef HaTzadik was in the prison, and he suffered a lot, and at the end he became a king. But what I want to sign. You know what the sign that I find? The parasha of this week. The Torah said that Yosef, he got married. And they had two children. One is named Ephraim, and the one is named Menashe. And Menashe is the same letter of Shemona. Menashe is the same letter of Shemona. That means Chanukah, we light eight candles. Menashe, Shemona, Neshama. All what the Greek wanted, to switch off the Neshama, to switch off the light, to switch off the Torah from us, so we become like everybody. Look when you do Pesach, the happiness that you feel on Pesach, Sukkot, Shabbat, Mamash, it's something that no one can understand, only those who respect it. And I would like to tell you something that happened a few years ago. I was supposing to go from Paris to Tel Aviv, but there was all the flights were full. So I had to go from Paris to via Zurich, Athens, Tel Aviv. I had no choice. I had to take all those planes to Tel Aviv. It was around Hanukkah. So when I arrived to Athens, in Greece, it was the time that I had to do mincha. So I went to a place and I did mincha. And I was thinking, you see, David, I was talking to myself, you are in Greece, you are here in Athens, you are here in a place where a few thousands years ago, if the Greek will see you praying, they'll kill you. And here you are at the airport in front of everybody and you do mincha. Can you imagine? What a change. Am Israel Hai. When I finished the Amida, I saw a lot of people watching me. There were a lot of people, you know, Orthodox, you know, it's a Roma, it's a Orthodox Catholic, you know, they were with their big head. They were watching me, and I was a little bit, I was shocked when I saw them. And then I told them, I was praying. He said, good, 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 good. I said, David, you see, they told you good, 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 good. A few thousand years ago, Antiochus Arasha, if he see you praying, he'll kill you. He'll kill you. Okay, the story is not finished. But when I took the plane, Olympic airline, to Tel Aviv, and then the steward bring me kosher food, a nice plateau of kosher food. And I was wondering, I was thinking, I was a little bit shocked. And I was thinking, while I was thinking, she asked me, do you want to open it? We'll open it for you. I forgot. So give her an answer. So she asked me again. So I told her, tell me, madam, are you Greek? She said, what it is the question? Yes. What it is the question? I said, no, I have no question. But it just few thousand years ago, your grandfather, the Greek, they came to Eretz Israel, and if they find somebody who eats kosher, they kill him. And now you, the granddaughter, the Greek here, they bring me kosher food. I don't understand. So she did not understand me, and we did not understand each other. She will never understand me, but I understand. And this time the Torah is emet. The Torah is emet. The Torah is light. And this is Hanukkah. Hanukkah is to fight the light against the darkness. Religion, Baruch Hashem, our Torah. You cannot imagine how it is the Torah, how it's beautiful when you do it. And Baruch Hashem, I heard in this place, Baruch Hashem, the good job that they are doing here in this beautiful Iranian community to bring back the Torah to its original. And it's very, very important that Hanukkah for us, it's a very, very symbolic. Hanukkah for us, it's what? It's to bring back not only our memories, but to rebuild our memories, because my friend, what happened a few thousand years ago, it's not the end, it's not finished. We live them all the time. There is always, it's a fight between the darkness and the light. It's a fight, it's a fight of every day. And I would like to ask you one question, a small question. What it is the difference between Hanukkah and Purim? After Hanukkah, there is Purim. But what it is the difference? On Purim, we read the Megillah. Yes or no? There is a Megillah, you will come to the synagogue, and there is a Megillah and a parchment, and a klaf, a Megillah, that you, like a Sefer Torah, that you need a sofer to write it. But on Hanukkah, there is no Megillah. On Hanukkah, there is no Megillah. We put the light, we put the candles on, each day we increase one, that's it. No Megillah. Why there is no Megillah? It's a history. There is a history. Why we did not write this history in a Megillah, like a Sefer Torah, like in Purim? And we do brachot, etc., etc. Why? Why there is no Megillah? I was wondering to myself, why there is no Megillah on Chanukah? You know, my friend, the answer is that the Ness of Chanukah is not finished yet. You know what it is, a Megillah? Megillah, it's when Haman wanted to kill the Jews. He wanted to finish with the Jews, to kill them. And then the Jews, they did a big teshuvah. They come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, as you, all of you, you know, that the miracle was in Iran. Mordechai and Esther, according to some rabbis, they are buried in Iran. And there was Haman HaRasha, Bikesh LaHarog, LeHashmid ul'Abed. Amalek, he wanted to kill the whole Jews. 127 nations all over the world. No one should live. That was a big gezera. And the Jewish people, they pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the tefillah that they pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that tefillah, listen to this. The tefillah that they pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was so strong that they cancel all generations from that moment till Mashiach will come, that no one, no nation will be able to exterminate the Jews. Even Hitler in Mahshim, he wanted to kill the Jews. He wanted to do like Haman. Baruch Hashem, he had no success. So at that time, Mordechai and Esther, they wrote the Megillah. Megillah is like a Sefer Torah. He has the Kiddushah of a Sefer Torah. When Mashiach will come by Ezrat Hashem, we will be reading the Megillah. We will be reading the Megillah. The Megillah, it's like Torah. Torah, it's forever. And the Megillah represents that the Jews should remain forever. No one can destroy them physically, but spiritually, it's a problem. Spiritually, it's not up to a miracle. It's up to us. It's up to a work of every one of us. So there is no Megillah. No Megillah. The Megillah is when every one of us light the menorah. Every one of us fight the darkness with the mitzvot. Physically, Baruch Hashem, we have an insurance, a guarantee that nothing, the Jewish people will be exterminated, they will be destroyed. But spiritually, it's a work. We have to work hard. And Baruch Hashem, thanks God, the Iranian Jewish community is back to what it belongs. Baruch Hashem, thanks to a lot of work of some rabbis here. Baruch Hashem. I would like to tell you one thing. Somebody asked me lately, why do we have to light the Hanukkah? Just a question. You know, here in America, what is good here, you see, even the non-Jewish people, they have a Hanukkah. I remember a few years ago, I was in the hospital to visit somebody, and I saw in the rooms, nearly in every room, there is a Hanukkah there. And I saw a lot of buildings with a big Hanukkah outside the house. I remember one day, I think it was last year, I was in the hotel, in the airport. I had to travel to Miami, so it was early, very early flight. So I had to pass the night in the hotel. And the morning, when I come down to one of the desk, he asked me, "Can you tell me, Rabbi, how many lights today of the menorah?" Because he light, you know, electronic menorah, he wanted to light. I said to him, "Why do you have to light it?" He said, "Well, it's your holiday. It's our holiday. It's everybody's holiday." I was very impressed to hear a non-Jewish man to tell me, it's your holiday. It's everybody's holiday." I did not answer him. But I was very proud. I was happy. But one thing I want to ask you, why we have to light Hanukkah? What it is the secret of Hanukkah? What it is the secret of Hanukkah? It must be a secret. I mean, just you go to synagogue, you buy a Hanukkah, you light the Hanukkah, and that's it. No, there is a meaning. Hanukkah, if just you light the Hanukkah, I mean, when you eat, you eat because you have to eat. If you don't eat, you're angry. You have to eat. If you're thirsty, you have to drink water. I mean, if we think it's for something, to get married, it's not only marriage. Marriage, there is a meaning of getting married, to have children, to be happy, to take care of your wife, to take care of your husband. This is marriage. Marriage is not just to get married. No. Otherwise, it's... The marriage will not work if there is no respect. I mean, Pesach is for something. Pesach is to remember something. Purim is for something. But what it is Hanukkah? Well, why we will not sit in the house? We will celebrate Hanukkah. How? Well, to say the story, look what happened to us a few years, thousand years ago. The Greek wanted to disconnect us from Hashem, and then we fight against them. That's it. Why we have to light a menorah? Why we have to light a candle? Why we have to light it? On Pesach, we eat matzot. To remember, we were slaves. So, Hanukkah, it must be a special reason. Why not only the rabbis will light Hanukkah? Only the synagogue. You go to synagogue, you will see the rabbi there. Light, no, each house, each bebeto, each Jew, he should light a Hanukkah. Why each Jew? It's a mitzvah particular to each Jew. Why? The answer is, the Judaism, it's not only for the rabbis. Not only the rabbis should do keep Torah mitzvot. The Judaism is for every one of us. Women, children, men, everyone. Ner ish bebeto, each Jew should light a menorah, a candle, in his house. Which house? And I would like to finish. Each one, me, my house is my body. Each one, his body is his house. Where is my body? My house is my body. You know what Shlomo HaMelech said? Shlomo HaMelech said, "I saw a city, I saw streets, and I saw a lot of ways." And then Shlomo HaMelech is talking about a man. A man is like a city. A man is a house. Ner ish bebeto. Each Jew should light the neshama. Because Hashemen, the oil, is the same letter of neshama. The same letter of the soul, neshama. It's the same letter of Shemona, 8. So that means ner ish bebeto. If you want, as I told you before, the Greek, all their work was to disconnect the man from Hashem, to switch his soul, to switch him off, no connection with Hashem. That's it, to be assimilated. That was the idea of the Greek. And Baruch Hashem, the Hashmonaim, they fight against them, and they won the war, and then they reestablish the religion in Eretz Israel. Ner ish bebeto, each day, on Hanukkah, when we light the Hanukkah each day during 8 days, we connect our body, we relight our body. Ner ish bebeto, we connect ourselves to the story, what happened once, so that it will not happen again. And the only way that it will not happen again, to be connected with the Torah and Mitzvot. Ner ish bebeto. That's why every day, during the 8 days, each Jew, he should light this candle to relight his neshama again. My friend, I would like to wish you and pray for you that Hashem will give you bracha v'atzlacha and bri'ut be'ezrat Hashem. And don't forget one thing. Be'ezrat Hashem, Wednesday night, when you will light the candles of the menorah, this is the time that you should pray for your children. This is the time that you can pray to Hashem and to take advantage every each minute that you take advantage to see the menorah, to see the lights. And those lights, anerot halalu kodeshem, those lights, they are not just ordinary light. They are light of a mitzvah. You do a bracha, baruch ata Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, אשר קידישנו במצוות צפנו להדליק נשר חנוכה, דן ידעו שחיינו, דן ידעו שעשה ניסים. ברכות! You do ברכות when you light the candles. With ברכות, with benediction, with blessings. You make this חנוכה holy through the ברכה. You make it so you cannot take advantage of it. You can elalik otan bilbad, only to look at them, just watch them. Enjoy them. Think of the history. Think what happened before. Think what could happen today, tomorrow, and the next generation if there is no light in the house. Ner ish bebeto. Each one of us should put light on his children to teach them, to tell them the story. It's not only a history, something that happened. No, there is a meaning. Please, when you light the Hanukkah, there is a meaning. It's not just lighting the Hanukkah, it's just for hobby. Every year we light it. No, it's something. You know, it's like once a year we do. Like my father, Alav Shalom, he passed away 28 years ago. So every year I do the Hizgel, I do the Hatzah for my father, or I do the Hilula for my grandfather. I mean, you know, it's become, you know, every year I do something to remember. Lehavdil Hanukkah is to remember what happened. There was bad memories with good memories. Bad memories when the Greek wanted to destroy the people of the Jews spiritually, and good memories when we bring up of the light again. That is the good memories. That's the good memory. When I put the light on, the candles, when I put them down, that's the good memories. But these good memories should remain, not only during the 8 days after Hanukkah. And this is the Jewish people. So, Yehi Ratzon Be'ezrat Hashem, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you bracha ve'atzlacha, and bri'ut Be'ezrat Hashem, and I pray to Hashem to give you parnasa tova, bri'ut Be'ezrat Hashem, and don't forget, when you light Hanukkah, again, is a time to give brachot, to pray for your children, not to be assimilated, to pray for your children, to be always connected with Hashem, and to bring Torah to your house. This is Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the Torah in the house, is the Torah in the heart, is the Torah on ourselves. And Be'ezrat Hashem, let's pray to Hashem, Shiavu Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehra B'yameinu, Amen.